And that prodigal son was a long way off. He'd been out in the hog pens of this old world. He is running with the devil's crowd. But they was somebody had their eyes looking toward where he was. Thank God, I'm glad there's somebody looking where we are this morning. As young preacher come this morning for church, I was a shaving. Went the voice man, he said, "I wish you'd call me. I'm in Mississippi." So I called him on the way to church. He said, "Preach, I just wonder, would you give me just a point or two about the prodigal son?" He said, "I'm going to be preaching about it this morning." I said, "Yeah, I can give you a good point." I said, "Did you notice when he was way out there in that hog pen of the world, and all that muck and mire, and he was having the time of his life till the corn run out. And he looked around and he got to thinking back at Daddy's house, and he said, you know what? He said, these folks I'm running with ain't got what I got. Said, they painted me a pretty picture, but all that's done run out." And this is what he done. He got his ink pen out. And he began to write on his little hand his speech he was going to say when he got back to the house. He said, "Daddy, I'm going to write it down so I don't forget it." Said, I've been bad, and boy, I've went a long way from you. And I didn't realize what I had. And I'm not even worthy to be your son. Just let me be as one of your hired servants, because I done found out your hired servants is better than where I've been. And the devil will never show you what you got. He'll never show you where you are until you wake up one morning and realize you're in his world. So boy, the prodigal began to write his little sermon out. The Bible said when he was a long way off, his father saw. I'm glad my daddy ain't got to have glasses on. Said he saw him. Said when he seen him, he ran toward where he was. And he got his little speech out when he got in front of Daddy. And he said, "Daddy, and Daddy said, stop. Put away the sermon. You don't need to tell me where you've been. I know where you've been." And he said, "That ain't important." Said, "It don't matter all that stuff you've been laying in. And, oh, but Daddy, don't you understand how bad I smell? No, it don't matter." No, it don't matter. That just like Miss Renee last night. She was changing little old Sophie, and that child smelt so bad. Boy, she was just a smile and said, "It don't matter. I love her." I run out of the room. I said, "I don't want no part of it." But ain't you glad there's a God in heaven that loved you? Ain't you glad there's a God in heaven? When you was a smelling bad, he reached down to where you was. Said, "You ain't got to tell me what you've been doing. Just start back where I am, glory to God." Whoop, whoop. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Oh, and he ran and he kissed him. And showed compassion. And then he said, "Hey, go get the best robe. Go get the ring. and them Reeboks. And them ribeyes out yonder. Bring that fatty calf. We fixing to have a throwdown. And about that time, that old Baptist elder brother heard singing and dancing. And he come up and he said, "What's all this noise about?" That's like some of you. You don't know what this is all about. But you ought to, because you've been here a long time. Boy, he ought to know what it was all about. The prodigal had come home. He got to thinking, "Well, now, Daddy, I've been good. I've served you these many years." He went out and left you, and you ain't killed no fatted calf for me. And he said, "Hold on, son." He said, "All this you standing on is yours." He said, "Ain't nobody give you no bad hand." Can I tell you, God ain't give nobody no bad hand. He's just given us that we need in our lives. For He said in Romans 8 and 28, "For we know that all things work together for good to those that love God." Boy, I could see that prodigal had his little speech all lined up. And his daddy said, "Boy, throw the paper away. I don't want to hear about where you've been. I'm just glad you're home." That's just like our good God. And you know the devil told him, "You've been there too long. And you smell too bad." And then he's going to say this, "God's not going to forgive you." But you know what? The Bible said He's faithful and just. You know why He's faithful and just to forgive us? Because He put His Son on a cross for us. And honey, ain't ne'er one of us can go to heaven on our own merit. I'm glad God gave His Son. Put Him on a cross and He became sin for us. He never knowed sin. The Bible said in the Garden of Gethsemane before He went to Calvary's cross, there it came out as great sweat drops as of blood. Friend, He was not dreading going there for me and you. It was our sin that was upon Him. Can you imagine the Bible said that He took upon Him the sin of the whole world? Can you imagine the weight that went on that cross that day on the darling Lamb of God as Isaiah the prophet seen Him as a lamb slain from the foundation of the world? Said He was led as a lamb to the slaughter and He opened not His mouth. And I'm going to tell you today, the reason God will forgive me of my sin is because He put His Son in my place. He don't forgive me about who I am. He forgives me about who His Son is. The sacrifice, the Holy Lamb of God, and the day that my faith moved toward Him, I was declared justified. Freely forgiven. Could not work my way into heaven, but the Lamb of God took my place on Calvary, took my sin, and now when I trust Him, God is justified to forgive me. A holy and just God sees that He will forgive me, and it's a just thing if I come to Him by His Son. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten. And I want to say this morning. I done said it in Sunday school, but some of you can relate to this. Britney Spears looked like that. Boy, she's living the high life. Earned $200 million in her career. But I asked you something, ladies and gentlemen. When she steps out and meets a thrice holy God, where's her millions going? Because you'll not buy your way into God's heaven. Because God sent the best thing He's had, and that was the Lamb of the Lord Jesus Christ. Put Him on Calvary's cross that we could all go free. It's not the Baptist church getting you to heaven. It's not that watery grave getting you to heaven. It's the grace of God through faith that's getting you to heaven. And thank God, if grace got me saved, grace will keep me saved. Glory to God. If I couldn't work my way into heaven, that lets me know that I can't work in my way to get there. I'm glad God said it's done. I'm glad Jesus said on the cross, it's finished. Thank God the penalty of sin is gone. He took my place. Took my place. It's not religion. It's not going to come to church and try to do better. It's a relationship with Jesus. Have you ever been saved? Have you ever been born again? Have you ever trusted Jesus to be your Savior? He took your sins on the cross. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad that He showed me life. All my sin was on Him. All of your sin was on Him. But He got on that cross and He bowed His head. And the Bible said He gave up the ghost. Well, where did He go when He gave Him up? I tell you where He went. He went knocking on men's hearts. Saying, I died for you. I died for you. I sure am glad, honey, He wouldn't finish. Death was finished. The grave was finished. Hey, if y'all come view my body and they got me rolled down yonder in a coffin. Oh, some of you go get the donuts and make the coffee. But you remember this. That ain't me. That ain't me, because I've gone to a better place, to a better company, a host of angels and the saints that have gone on before us. And I'm going to see Jesus. I'm going to see Jesus, the one that hung and died and gave His blood for me. And I'm not ashamed of somebody that would get up and take a place of a dope wretcher like me and say, if you'll just come to me, I don't have to hear about all you've done. Just trust me. And I'll do the rest. This morning, I just want to follow the leadership of the Lord. Miss Julie, you hear Miss Julie? Come. I want you to sing this song this morning. I won't preach tonight, Brother Jeff, on some things I've learned this year. But I want to close this sermon out, and I want to say this that I've learned about the devil. Brother David, when I get off track and get to where I don't need to be, this is what he'll say, you can't get back. And you can't get out. Brother Jake, I'm glad that Bible said, He's faithful and just to forgive us of all. Oh, it ain't nothing like a good soaking scrub bath. It'd do some of you good this morning to run to that cross and the forgiveness that it shares. Have you ever noticed the cross went this way? My son-in-law Jason asked Sophie, he'd say, Sophie, how much you love Daddy? She'd say, that much. Hey. Hey, that's how much to keep me out of hell. He died. And he said, but look at here, boy, just because I died, if you'll look my way, you can live. But you got to trust me to live. Would you trust him? Would you just get out of your pew this morning? Say, God, you said you're faithful, and I believe you to be faithful. Some of you, you fell and you got tripped up. Get up. Trust Jesus. Wash you off. Set you off. Put a new song in your heart. A new vision in your eyes. Some of you never been saved. Come to Christ. You say, preacher, I don't understand it all. Neither do I, but I understood this. I was a sinner. And I was going to hell in my sin. He convinced me of that by the Holy Ghost. And I came to His Son. And I've never experienced nothing like that in all of my... It has changed my life. Preacher, do you want to die? No, no. I want to see my grandbabies get big and blessed and say, I want to see that new wing put in this church. I got some things I want to see happen, but I'm going to say this. If I go today, don't you worry where this preacher went. Don't let that even, don't even let that thought enter your mind where our preacher went. Yeah. Renee, maybe I know. Macy Megan, your daddy knows where he's going. And this morning, Brother Marlon, I ain't got to get on there with my head down. Because He's faithful and just to forgive us of all our sin. Miss Julie, you sang.